right, so we have a list of stuff to go through. And so, of the game of the years we chose, which were Mario Kart, Alien Isolation, Shadow of Mordor, and Super Smash Bros., respectively from Mario, Loki, Caleb, and Kathleen, what can we all decide on between those four, or maybe a different one, that deserves the overarching, however you pronounce that, Game of the Year award?
I think we had two for Super Smash Brothers before
you got out. Yes, if this is in fact a democracy.
We live in America, and we do not in fact live in a democracy, so no. It's not what this is. We live in a representative republic.
And my vote,
politics!
My vote counts for like three of you.
I'm the EIC, so my count.
I live in Rhode Island, so...
What?
Hey, look at the senators.
Shut up. I live in California, so my vote's only like a quarter. Developer of the year. I want to go out ahead of everybody and say Ubisoft.
Hey, go fuck yourself.
And I mean that in the most sincere and fuck you manner.
Oh, man.
They failed their community three times.
Yeah.
With the crew, Assassin's Creed, and
Watch Dogs.
Developer
of the year, I'm conflicted between two developers who have released multiple...
That's what we're talking about, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Two developers who have released multiple games that are great. Telltale and Nintendo.
See, I hate calling Nintendo a developer.
Nintendo's
I
they
hate
are.
Calling Nintendo
no,
a developer.
They are.
No, they're not.
Yes,
Nintendo's
they are.
Nintendo's problem is that they have so many studios that they've bought and they own.
It's like Disney, but the products that come out aren't Avengers quality.
Like, Nintendo...
Ouch.
Yeah. Yeah,
Avengers
sure.
And Guardians of the Galaxy, man.
Sure, yeah. Nintendo...
Disney doesn't fuck... And Disney's making Star Wars now. And it looks great.
Nintendo has their own shit going on, but...
I don't know if Nintendo counts as a developer. One, sure they're a developer. I don't think they're up for Game of the Year, or Developer of the Year, because of one thing, honestly, and to me the thing that's going to define Developer of the Year is new IPs. And Nintendo hasn't released a new IP in almost as long as I've been alive.
Last year, they released The Wonderful 101. That's their newest IP as far as I can
What think. Was The Wonderful... Oh, that game with all the little itty-bitty superheroes that teamed up... Okay.
That was a brand new IP.
Obviously, it was forgettable.
Yeah.
I want an IP as powerful as Samus Aran. I want a new character as powerful as her, or a new character as powerful as Link, or a new world as enveloping as the one that Zelda is set in, or a series of games like Rayman. Give me something that beautiful and that polished and that fun, but is somebody I've never heard of. What's wrong with Nintendo and them not being able to say, we want to make a new character for the first time in a decade?
Nintendo used to be big because they did something new. Now they're big because they do the same thing they've been doing.
And no one has to worry about them fucking up something new.
Didn't they create a new character for the Super Smash Brothers?
Oh, they will.
I mean, they revitalized Duck Hunt. God, why is Duck Hunt a character in Smash Bros?
I'm still not over that. I just verped a little bit. sure,
anyways,
if they created a new character for Smash Bros, good for them. But I mean a guy that's on in a game by himself. That,
well, that's how it starts.
Is it?
Because
everyone else in Smash Bros. Came from something else.
That's how it starts.
Nobody
you're
that's...
a small character, and then you start your whole new franchise.
I mean,
that's not how Nintendo did things for decades.
No.
Nintendo started with Mario, and Samus, and Metroid, and Star Fox, and Link, and said, here are brand new people you've never heard of, but you're going to care about them for the next decade. And they nailed it. And now they're going to start somebody brand new in Super Smash Bros?
I mean,
adding somebody who's never acted before to Expendables and then saying he's going to be the next action star. I'm sorry, excuse me. Expendables is not a training ground for excellence. It's a showcase of the proven. That's all it is.
No, I think you might mean Shulk, but Shulk was the main character for Xenoblade.
Okay.
So,
why haven't we had a new Xenoblade? Where
it's
is
coming out this year.
Yeah, okay,
yeah.
They say that. They've said that for the last 10 years.
It's X. It was constantly called Project X. Nobody knew really what it was until last E3 when Nintendo finally unveiled that it was, I think, the spiritual successor from Monolith from to Xenoblade.
They're getting a third party?
I'm not sure.
They're getting a third party to create something?
Yeah, Monolith has been working on Project X, the new Xenoblade.
Well, clearly Monolith spent their time this year creating one of the best games ever made in Shadow of Mordor.
And Monolith has done excellent in pretty much everything.
Nintendo
else.
Does have a problem with third
what
parties.
What else has Monolith made? Fear.
Fear.
Gotham City Impostors was fun as shit.
They did Condemned. That was an excellent game.
Yeah, so many people hated
that. They did the good AVP game, Aliens vs. Predator 2.
I think Telltale deserves it because let's see where they've gotten from one game. It got one. Their one game got so successful that it's four more new games for them. We've got The Wolf Among Us. We've got Borderlands.
If we're talking from a business standpoint, Telltale definitely did something big this year.
Yes.
Right? Are you paying attention?
Yeah.
Game of Thrones.
Like, they nailed something last year. And then look at the companies they signed deals with. Game of Thrones, which we already said was one of the best shows and the most underrated shows. And Borderlands, which has consistently won awards for its laughable humor. And Wolf Among Us was a new IP that was great, but it wasn't a new IP exactly because it was based off of comics.
Yeah.
And then Walking Dead, which is also not a new IP, but they nailed in a way that no one's done before.
You know,
despite the first season of the show.
While we're talking about these developers, how about we talk about Bethesda?
What's Bethesda done this year?
Yeah.
This year, Elder Scrolls Online.
Complete failure.
Evil Within.
I heard it was alright. Well, not great.
It's alright.
Wolfenstein The New Order. All three of them. Just in this year.
One bad game, one mediocre game, one good game. Telltale's all games have been.
But did they develop them or publish
well
them?
Received.
Big difference.
Developed. That was the list of games developed.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But Telltale's had three games which were all not just critically well received, but also fan based.
They're all the
well
same
received.
Games.
They are.
They're
not
all
very
the,
different.
Like, it's difficult to even call Telltale a game developer because they develop visual novels. Your interaction with them is a series of quick time events and dialogue choices, which is the exact same as a choose your own adventure novel.
What about Blizzard, guys?
Blizzard, Activision? Like, are we talking about
Blizzard did Hearthstone and Lords of Draenor, and they announced that new shooter?
Hearthstone is excellent. Warlords of Draenor launched horribly, but I guess it's
reviewed
fun.
Well.
They've been.
What was that? What was
struggling.
That shooter that they showed off at BlizzCon?
I can't remember the name, but I know that like people freaked out about it.
Yeah, because Blizzard's making a third-person shooter.
Titan.
Overwatch.
Overwatch.
Yeah.
That trailer.
Titan basically turned into Overwatch, from what I've heard.
Overwatch looked amazing, and the trailer was a. I would watch a movie. Maybe
Blizzard is
thank
excellent.
God they're making. Thank God they're making a Warcraft movie.
Squad-based combat, two opposing teams of six players. Honestly, I saw the trailer. They're trying to make Team Fortress 2. They're trying to do Team Fortress 2 with Blizzard characters, is what they're trying to do.
All right, so not Blizzard.
Like, Blizzard has been Valve's shadow for the longest time.
Yeah. Okay, so not Blizzard. Nintendo feels weird to some of us. Well, who else? Bungie.
I'm sorry.
Not Bungie. EA will never get my vote.
No.
They've got one of like the best internships in the nation, despite the fact that for some reason they win the worst. They win a population voted worst company in America, but win an industry voted. The people that work in the industry voted best internship in the industry. So, I think
but
that the whole worst company thing might just be people that are like, yeah, fuck them, and get on for no other reason other than the fact they bought Battlefield and hated it.
Maybe we need to relook at Blizzard, though. Because we've got Diablo 3.
Fuck! Diablo 3 was good.
We've got Warlords of Draenor. and we have Hearthstone, and they're coming out with Heroes of the Storm.
Yeah, but
which went into beta in 2014,
mm-hmm.
and they're coming out with a new expansion to StarCraft 2. Upcoming.
And they've got a movie coming out.
Yeah.
That they showed off at Comic-Con.
Maybe we need to reconsider Blizzard. Like,
they don't fuck up.
They had a busy year.
Yeah. And this is, yeah, and this is, all those things you just listed are completely neglecting to mention the fact that they're producing a full blockbuster movie.
Didn't Diablo 3 have problems launching too, though?
Yeah,
Blizzard.
And so Diablo 3
had over to like 2.5 or something.
Diablo 3 had problems launching. Diablo 3's Ultimate Edition did not, and that came out this year.
Yeah.
Okay.
With the Death DLC, the Ultimate Evil,
whatever it's called.
Yeah.
I'm willing to say Blizzard. I'm alright with that. The Game Awards this year chose Nintendo.
So it is.
And I mean, Nintendo's, I think if we're basing it off of futures, Nintendo. Because they've got a Zelda coming out that looks to be groundbreaking. They've got a Star Fox coming out that they just announced, like, accidentally. They've got,
not really accidentally. They showed it off in their video, and it was clear, like, in their...
They never showed anything.
They show... You saw a freaking spaceship being piloted.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
They have it on the Amiibo website that it's supposed to be at.
It's Nintendo's equivalent to their E3 press conference, because they don't do E3 press conferences anymore. It's the Nintendo
what?
Direct.
Holy shit, they didn't do E3 last year. Weird. Nobody missed it.
They weren't coming out with anything.
They did it in 2013.
They
come
out with Nintendo Directs. They don't care about, like, they have their own cycle in which they announce stuff.
I think they opted out of E3 not because they didn't care, but because they cared too much about how much money they were paying to have a full hour conference, and the money that they were getting back wasn't helping. And I don't want to judge them based on their income, but it seems like a logical reason to withdraw from E3, and no one else has done it in the recent past.
Their platform development is also different than the other two.
Very true.
Like, they had the Wii U come out before the PlayStation 4 and Xbox One, and now they're on different cycles.
Yeah,
and
that was dumb, too. Ugh.
This is, like, completely
different.
They're
going after different audiences.
So,
it's true. It's also true.
Let's just remember that the only console to not be hacked and be down was Nintendo. During Christmas.
I want to also point out that Nintendo doesn't have any of the games that got that were affected by the hack. And none
because
of
Because Lizard Squad didn't care.
Because Nintendo doesn't have games that are based in the online community.
Mario Kart 8.
Nico.
Based in or conveniently have?
The whole point.
The whole point of most Xbox and PS4 games are multiplayer online.
And the whole point of the hack was to cause as much of an inconvenience as possible.
If you do it to
Nintendo
players, couch co-op, they're fine.
Yeah, we're absolutely fine. Yeah.
They didn't do it because the world would have been like, and? So I didn't play my Nintendo.
My pass isn't working as well, oh my god.
so we're going to say Blizzard for developer.
Is that alright?
Sure.
Because
despite
the fact they didn't have a lot of games that all of us played, everything that they released was stellar and is only going to be better when it comes out. The things that haven't been released. Best independent game.
I'd be okay with saying Transistor, but, like, how will we define an independent game?
Yeah.
Not published by a AAA developer.
How are we going to define AAA? Like, okay.
If you say their name and you can list 5 games, they're AAA. Like, I wouldn't count Child of Light, even though it was great, because it was made by Ubisoft. And while I understand it was a splinter cell of Ubisoft, just like 6 or 7 guys.
I knew a game earlier, but I forgot about it. Damn it.
Like, the difficulty...
Double Fine made Broken Age this year.
See, there's a difficulty in calling Double Fine an independent developer.
Because they use the...
I guess,
No, because they have a shit ton of games that have been around a while. Everybody knows the name Chris Schaefer.
But they still needed money to publish their and make their game. They did
well,
not
they
have enough money left over from those games.
They didn't need the money. They got the money. they asked Kickstarter, and everyone was like, yeah, here's a bunch of my money, and then they released a half-assed version of the game.
I'm going to go with Transistor, because it's the only one that I played and then kept playing. Although, Rogue Legacy was really awesome.
Rogue Legacy was fun. I don't know about...
Game of the Year?
Game
no.
Of the Year.
Fun, yeah. Gone Home was good, but that was 2013, wasn't it?
I think so.
Yeah, Gone Home, yeah.
I must say, but
what
I
about Shovel Knight? You guys play Shovel Knight?
Shovel Knight was
fucking
really
fun.
Yeah.
It was stupid hard. It was so much fun.
I think that can be counted as an indie game.
Oh, absolutely. What's the developer called? The Yacht Club?
The
Who the fuck are they?
I don't know. I think Shovel Knight has my vote.
Yacht Club Games is Shovel Knight. Mm. I'm alright with saying Shovel Knight. It was like a callback to everything cool and old that worked. Alright. Next, we're going to say Shovel Knight for Indie Game of the Year, which is actually in concordance with the Game Awards. So that'll make some people happy and some people very angry.
Cool.
Are we going to make a decision on Best Mobile Handheld, or are we just going to stick with
Smash Bros? I totally forgot. A game I actually played on my iPhone.
What are you talking about? The last subject or the subject we've already moved on to?
Independent. Monument Valley.
That game was cool.
It was really cool.
It was pretty.
Never played it.
It's
like an M.C. Escher painting.
Yes.
In a game.
Yes.
Like, everything is fucking dimensionally and
it was beautiful, it sounded great,
weird.
And it was nice and difficult challenges.
I wish Sword and Sorcery had come out this year. That
Given,
game
yeah, it
so
was
good.
It was very short. I felt like it was very short, but...
It's an indie game. You can't expect it to be
yeah.
huge.
But I had, like, it kept me playing on my phone. I had games waiting to be played, but I focused on Monument Valley.
So would you pick that as a... Well, the next category, since we've already moved past independent when you brought that up, the next category
yeah.
we're going to do is independent, or is mobile and handheld games. And Monument Valley is one of those. Super Smash Bros. Is also.
Yeah, I was going to say...
Bravely Default.
And a lot of people like Bravely Default, except the fact that Nintendo doesn't know how to fucking name games.
Yeah.
Like Final Fantasy Fiat Rhythm. The fuck does that mean? We just mashed together a bunch of words in English that sound cool and look interesting.
I'm going to go with Monument Valley because it's short but sweet and I'll play it again.
I'll be honest, I don't have...
I don't really have a dog in the fight.
Yeah, until like 2 days ago, I didn't even have a smartphone. So you guys got me on this.
I think
one.
That's clear because I've seen you drop it 3 times tonight.
Yeah.
People with smartphones don't drop their phones that often. All right.
My old phone, man, I could throw it across the room; it'd be fine.
All right, so we're gonna move on to. We'll say that Monument Valley or Super Smash Bros. Kathleen, final thought. Mario left the room.
Super Smash.
Oh. All right, done. Best narrative. And I don't know if they mean exactly the best story, but the most convincing means of telling that story.
Best narrative.
Did you guys
like,
play South Park Stick of Truth?
No.
It was fun.
It was a lot of fun.
It was fun. I don't think that it had the best story, though. Like, in terms of South Park episodes, it was up there, but it wasn't the best one.
Wolfenstein
was a good game, but didn't have the best narrative.
Grand Theft Auto plays like a really well-written movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds like that's decided.
Easy.
Yeah.
Best score or soundtrack?
I'm not going to nominate this game for a lot of stuff, but Destiny. Like, I'm playing...
It's fucking Marty O'Donnell.
I'm playing the raid.
Like, he makes great music.
I'm fighting the hive. I'm waiting for the bridge to build, and all of a sudden this music comes on, and I'm just starting to get pumped, and just it's fueling me to like fight off these hordes of enemies and make it across that damn bridge to fight the end boss of the raid.
I can't take you seriously.
Alright, man.
I'm going to get pumped up. Music. I appreciate Destiny's soundtrack because it has all of the elements necessary to make a sci-fi adventure story convincing.
Yeah.
Do y'all remember Red Dead Redemption's soundtrack?
Yes.
It was spectacular.
It was.
I don't think Destiny's anywhere near it.
Transistors is really good. Transistors is really good.
I'm sticking with Destiny.
Sunset Overdrive soundtrack's fucking dope too. It's all punk. It's all punk rock music.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so awesome. So much fun to listen to.
It's also
to.
Not an original score though.
I think it is. Like they have a couple songs, but most of it's original. I mean, Boris Salchow was the composer.
Oh, wow.
So there's a guy who put it together. And Destiny's fucking five guys: Marty O'Donnell, Michael Salvatore, C. Paul Johnson, and Paul McCartney.
Really?
I don't know where that came from. Alien Isolation also had a very cool soundtrack.
It did, and it fit the game very well.
I think if we're talking about appropriate, Alien Isolation was mood setting.
It was. It was very good, very appropriate. I don't think it will be spectacular in that it can stand on its own, but it...
And if we're talking about soundtracks that just merely set the mood, to this day, I cannot hear music that is 40s or 30s style with brass in it and not think of Bioshock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every time I hear it, I'm like, that's fucking creepy. I don't care if it's... I don't care if it's... Glenn Miller Orchestra, it still creeps me the fuck out.
You need to play the original Bioshock.
You need to stop bugging me.
Alright, so what are we gonna pick?
Well, my vote's for Alien, just because I love the damn game, so...
Alien Isolation soundtrack was mood-setting. And that's the most important thing. Destiny was good, and it's Marty O'Donnell, but goddamn, he's won too many awards for his soundtracks. Give it to a company that was small and didn't really hear much applause last year.
Yeah.
Best performance by a voice actor. Did I mention that Troy Baker was the main character of Shadow of Mordor?
You did. You did.
Yeah. Did I mention he was also Pagan Min in Far Cry 4?
You also did.
Did I mention he also was in the re-released version of Last of Us?
I mean,
as Joel.
I'm pretty sure that goes without saying.
Troy Baker's an amazing person.
I give it to Troy Baker, man.
He's great. I don't know what else to say.
Yeah.
I mean, definitely. Of course there's Kevin Spacey and Call of Duty. But that guy's won too many awards. He's an amazing actor, but I didn't need to see Francis Underwood again.
Mm-hmm.
And it felt a lot like Francis Underwood.
Yeah.
I'm alright with saying Troy Baker.
Yeah, me too.
Okay.
He's an amazing person. Best remastered game.
There is no such thing.
I know we
there were a lot of remastered games this year.
GTA
Sleeping Dogs. Sleeping Dogs, Grand Theft Auto, Last of Us, Master Chief Collection,
Tomb Raider,
Pokemon, Omega Ruby and Alpha
there
Sapphire.
Yeah.
That's where my vote is.
Tomb Raider's HD Collection.
They're all standing on the shoulders of the previous games. All they're doing is updating the damn graphics.
No.
No.
Grand Theft Auto didn't just update the graphics, though. They changed things.
Then it's not
a remaster.
And you
said yourself that Tomb Raider is completely different now.
It's not a remaster. It's not a remaster, then.
It's the remaster of the
rebooted
version.
It's a reboot. They're completely redoing it. It's like the new Jurassic Park is not going to be a remaster of the original Jurassic
Park. Okay,
so
then strictly for the sake of being the same game...
Then Pokemon?
And looking better?
You got Pokemon, you got the HD re-release of fucking Age of Empires 2.
Oh, yeah. Age of Empires Castle Siege came out too.
Yeah, in my opinion, if we're talking same game,
remaster.
Looking better...
Yeah, that's it. That's all there is to it.
Master Chief Collection.
Master Chief Collection was shit on launch.
They did
a piss poor job at the remaster.
No, they didn't, because the remaster itself was Halo 2, and Halo 2 was gorgeous.
Yes,
the game, the the campaign of that game was great. The cutscenes were completely remastered, but were the same cutscenes.
Right,
they just looked so much better, like
but
cinematically
once
better.
Once again, no one plays except Nico. No one plays Halo for the single player. The whole point is that you could get...
The remastered multiplayer looks really good, too.
Halo 2, hop on multiplayer, and play it with your friends, and you couldn't do that for a month.
But we're also talking about a remastered look, not execution. Right?
So it was a shitty remaster, but they
no,
made
no, no,
it
no.
look really good, so we're going to give it to them.
Both of my feet are in my mouth.
I am actually going with Pokemon too, because Pokemon Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire updated the story. Then we've got the officially Delta episode after the main story. You can finally fly on the back of your Pokemon.
So far, all three things you've said are completely different than the original. So that's not remastered.
Yeah.
What of the original?
You play the original game first, and then it has additional content.
Okay, so of the original game
on it, yeah.
Of the original game that was remastered, was it done well?
Yes.
How well? Like enough for you to be like, oh my god.
Let's catch all like 600 Pokemon.
I don't know.
If anything makes you want to do 600 things in a game, you deserve to be the best remaster.
Yeah.
Pokemon Alpha Sapphire and Omega Ruby.
Whatever.
Or whatever. Best shooter. And Kathleen's hand drops to the couch.
Yeah, I'm good.
you guys take this one.
I think it's very difficult to call any shooter that came out this year the best.
Shooter changed? Honestly, Destiny changed a lot of shit. It's a different way for a game to work. Honestly.
If by bad... That's what you mean.
But the shooter aspect of the game itself was better than most other games.
Yes.
We're not talking about narrative, we passed that. We're not talking about performance, because Peter Dinklage isn't a part of the shooter aspect of the game.
Right, but the shooter aspect of the game is just Halo.
But it's so well executed. It's so well executed. I didn't have a grief with any of the technical aspects of the game at all.
Yeah.
It worked well.
Yep.
It worked really well. And none of the patches that came out were addressing gameplay issues. They were addressing balance.
Absolutely.
Only balance.
Absolutely. And only balance. Now, how are we defining shooter? Can we define Grand Theft Auto as a shooter?
No. Because it's not at its core a first-person game. They added...
It needed to be first-person to be a shooter.
All of the ones that I've read are Wolfenstein, Titanfall, Far Cry, Destiny, Call of Duty.
Okay.
If anybody says Call of Duty, I will stab you and drown you in your own blood.
I can't even joke about that, man.
I honestly think that Wolfenstein should get it.
A lot of people think that, and I don't entirely disagree.
They did... Destiny seems to me to be a refinement of the Halo mechanics.
Yeah.
Call of Duty seems to be an attempt, an unsuccessful one, but an attempt to refine the Call of Duty mechanics. Battlefield is, yet again, another iteration on the Battlefield mechanics.
Also, yeah, it also didn't come out.
The only one who did something new was Wolfenstein. And what they did was go back to the roots and try to make it new again.
All right.
You're fast, you're zippy, you do a lot of damage, but you're also fairly weak. So it's like... playing Doom, the original Doom, again.
Yeah.
But in modern day. And
so is my Warlock. My Warlock runs across the field like nobody else. I get behind somebody.
Yeah, but the rest of the game, is just a refinanced, refined version of a game that already exists.
Like, so they in a way. They added a zippiness to Halo 4. Like, how much different would that be than playing Destiny as, I don't know, a Warlock?
I mean, Halo 5 is really different, and it's way faster than Halo 4.
Yeah.
And it's nothing like Destiny.
No. No.
And I think if Halo 5 was out, it might win Best Shooter. Because that beta is retarded. It's the most ridiculous and, like, groundbreaking thing for a Halo game I've ever seen. Every gun has a scope. You've got... It's so much faster, there's different sprint mechanics, there's just a different way of playing the game, but it all interacts within the same framework, almost organically. Like, that's a really big deal for a company that's not Bungie, who's carrying on Bungie's work to improve on something and not hinder it. And Halo 4's improvements, I felt, hindered it. Ordnance drops and shit were annoying. And Halo 5, the power weapons are on the map. They spawn, and they have a timer, and they let you know when they spawn.
Yep.
But Destiny does that, too.
So that's...
When he says, heavy ammo inbound.
That's Quake.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pulling from Quake.
Yeah, and nobody had a problem with Quake. That game was fucking great, and it revolutionized the way multiplayer shooters happen now.
Yep.
So, that being said, I don't think we can elect the Halo 5 beta as being a game of the year or best shooter.
I don't think you can.
But I do think Wolfenstein would deserve it, because I can't think of anything else that did something as similar to what Halo 5 did, and that is a revamping of what existed and turning it into something better.
True that.
Best action adventure, now that we have best shooter as Wolfenstein. Best action adventure.
Oh god.
For me it's between three games, and that's
genre.
Sunset Overdrive, which did everything that it needed to do and was new. Shadow of Mordor, which I don't need to give you that spiel again. And Bayonetta 2, because
what about Infamous?
Fuck.
Are we gonna throw that?
Infamous was pretty, and it.
It was pretty.
Infamous
but it wasn't
Second
good.
Son. What? It's the only game in 2014 that I got to 100% completion.
Interesting. Assassin's Creed Black Flag was the only game I've ever played to 100% completion. Other than Walking Dead, because you get 100% completion for beating
it. I wasn't sure about Infamous, so I rented it. And within the time span that I had it, which was like 3 or 4 days, I played it to 100%.
Did you eat?
Probably not.
Did you get up to go to the bathroom, or did you just soil yourself? Don't answer that. Please don't answer that.
Those are details I do not want to share. But, yes. And I mean, not yes to that, but
just
yes to Infamous. It was beautiful.
Alien Isolation's also in the adventure genre.
Yeah, because they don't have a horror genre, because no one makes horror games anymore.
It's true. I mean, I...
What were the other suggestions that you were looking for that? Weren't you looking for a list of suggestions?
Yeah, I mean, there's...
I don't think we should have an action-adventure genre. I don't think it exists.
Well, then where would you put Assassin's Creed?
Sandbox? Open world sandbox game? It would compete directly with Grand Theft Auto, because at its core, it's trying to be Grand Theft Auto, but sneaky assassin.
Watch Dogs is in the same boat as Grand Theft Auto, and that's why Watch Dogs failed. Because it was very clear that it was Ubisoft's first attempt at being Grand Theft Auto.
Yes!
And it was like, dudes, don't do that.
No.
I am looking forward to Watch Dogs 2, because if anything, Ubisoft has proven that they learn from mistakes. Even if when they try to do something new, it sucks at first. Assassin's Creed 1 wasn't great. Assassin's Creed 2 was way better.
Yes.
Assassin's Creed Brotherhood was good. Revelations was bad. 3 was worse. Then they changed it completely with 4.
Yes.
And then they changed it completely with Unity. And while it wasn't great, it wasn't as bad as Revelations was when they tried to do something different.
Yeah,
number 1 was something new. Number 1 was spectacular because no one had done anything like it before. And then they just have done the same thing 8 times. 6 times.
8?
7 times.
1, 2, Brotherhood, Revelations,
they,
3,
see, they
4,
don't count.
Unity,
they fucking
Rogue,
count.
Liberation. There's 9.
Freedom, wasn't that? Oh yeah. Liberation.
Freedom Cries was part of 4. That was great too. Good on them for making one about a black dude liberating slaves. Like, that was necessary. And that leads to another conversation we'll have in a second.
Yeah.
Speaking of minorities in the gamer community. So, action-adventure, we're going to pass on, because fuck that.
It doesn't exist.
Well, wouldn't Kingdom Hearts Remix be in there, too?
That's almost JRPG.
It is, because there's definitely RPG elements. And
there
like,
are.
Yeah, okay. Aren't the battles, like, turn-based?
No.
I don't
remember.
It's
not Final Fantasy. It's
live
action.
I've never been a Kingdom Hearts or Final Fantasy
action.
Game.
I
but
played
they do have
Final Fantasy 7 and
motion.
9 to death. No. Not 9, 8. 7 and 8. 8 was amazing. The gunblades and all that crazy shit. Best role-playing game.
I think we can wrap this one up really quickly.
GTA 5.
No,
or
I think we're
Dragon
going back
Age.
To the original direction of... Yeah, I would say Dragon,
Dragon Age.
The original direction of RPG, of like... Leveling up characters and changing...
Character.
Yeah, and yeah. Dragon Age, for sure. That's not even a question.
Yeah.
Is anybody here play fighting games? I don't give.
No.
I could give. I'll give you the worst fighting game of the year, Killer Instinct. I fucking hate that game.
Okay, fighting game.
Super Smash Bros. Done. Moving on. Best family game. Super Smash Bros. Just kidding.
Peggle.
Peggle's great. There's also the NFC games.
Yeah.
Skylanders and Disney Infinity.
Let's not do those.
I'm not a family gamer.
I think those are more kid games than family games.
Although Mario Kart is a really fun game.
Yeah.
Mario Party is really fun too, but it's not a family game because at the end, like, people get divorced.
Yeah.
And, like, kill their siblings.
Then there ain't no family anymore.
I've played Mario Party with, like, a group of friends, and at the end,
we
been, like, so pissed at everybody that I'm like, I'm gonna go outside and smoke a cigarette so I don't smoke one of you.
And then you switch over to Super Smash Brothers and beat the shit out of each other.
And I'm so terrible at Super Smash Bros. That I'm still pissed. I just hate myself more.
I think Mario Kart 8 deserves it as a family game.
All right.
Mario Kart 8.
Sports racing. Anybody play Trials Fusion? It was fucking fun. Until you got to the insane difficulty, and then you hated your life. It was like, I can get all these levels done. It's difficult, but I can do it. And then it was like, you want me to bunny hop a mine on flat ground? Excuse me?
Talent.
Yeah, it went from being a fun game to a ridiculous skill game. And I was like, oh, you guys can suck a dick.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not a big sports gamer. The only sports game I play is FIFA, and FIFA's consistently awesome.
Yeah.
Like this year
you can
physically see people pulling jerseys off of their opponents.
And NHL, I enjoyed 15.
NHL 15 was great too.
Yeah.
NHL 15 was really good. And I love hockey. But if I'm going to go sports / racing, which is completely unfair, Forza Horizon 2 was beautiful. It was every car lover's dream. And it's fucking Forza.
Yeah.
All their games are great.
I'm debating between Forza and FIFA 15.
Best racing game? Forza. Best sports game? FIFA. Moving on.
Yes.
Best online experience for the win.
Like I said earlier, I'm not going to nominate this game for a lot of
stuff.
What's
the game I played the most online this year?
Hearthstone.
Destiny.
Titanfall and Destiny. Titanfall was a lot of fun online to start. I was fucking great at it. My KD was like 6. Like, I just destroyed. My KD against, like, AI and players combined was like 13 or 14. Like, I just did not lose. I destroyed that game. I put it in again, like, a month ago. It was terrible. It was the most depressing thing in the world. I was like, I'm going to go back in and own these dudes. Played like 4 matches and was like, my KD was like -4. And I was like, done.
Online experience wise, if I want to do the raid and it's like 2 o'clock in the morning.
Did you say if you want to do the raid?
Do raid.
Yeah,
I'm a do raider.
If I want to play raid and none of my friends are online. The Destiny community is wonderful. You can go online to the forums, find people. You can go to the tower, send random people invites, and they'll come and join you. They'll come in a party with you. And I have not had a single negative experience with any players. Everybody on Destiny is helpful.
There's your Bungie touch right there. The community of players, despite how displeased they may have been with the game, are still genuinely good people.
I have never had a good experience playing Halo online. They are all a bunch of raging douchebags.
Raging teabagging douchebags.
Oh, I got people to start teabagging in Destiny, and it pissed me off.
Yes.
Like, instantly. Like, I was like, no, this game is more pure than that.
Yes.
No. And then when they started doing it, I started killing them and not teabagging them, and they stopped.
See?
It was really weird. It was like a learning experience. Like, shame on you. Did not do that.
Well, no, I...
What about Dark Souls 2? Online experience.
Never.
The whole, like, writing messages on the walls.
I don't know. I mean, that was a very limited amount of communication.
Yeah,
but I would also say that Journey had one of the best online experiences ever. Because it was not... It wasn't even suggested for you to do. The community just went... Yeah, and created an entire fucking thing that would not have existed and has not existed in any other game. And Destiny started to do that. I would get into like zones and there'd be players sitting and waiting to find like hidden ghosts. And they're like, there's a guy up here. There's a ghost when you get to like a mission near the end of the game that's on top of these giant statues up in the top corner. I would never fucking go up there. The only reason I did is because I looked at the radar and was like,
why is he
that guy's not there. Where the fuck? Why are you? And he was like jumping around and like waving. And I was like, so we got up there. And I was like, oh my God, thanks! And he just left. That was it. I was like, well, that's cool.
I think
can't say Destiny's the best online experience because it's not the it's not the most user friendly. Because you can't play a raid in matchmaking.
It's an MMO.
Raids are designed for groups of people.
You can find a group of people in fucking matchmaking. I played 4 strikes last night with 2 guys I've never played with, and we didn't say a goddamn word to each other.
Yeah.
But the entire time we played, we wrecked, and we did such a great job. And I played 4 games and left. I didn't even get a friend invite from them, but I didn't care. It was awesome, and it worked.
Because almost all of Destiny's players are genuinely nice people online.
No, they're self-interested people.
Then why are they helping you find ghosts?
Because
they did that one time to me, ever. So, remember I said it almost.
I've had it done multiple times to me, and I've done it multiple times for other people.
I also want to point out that Assassin's Creed Unity's online, playing co-op Assassin's Creed with friends, while maybe not the most refined ever, is definitely one of the most fun experiences I've had in that
game.
They
just threw it in. It just feels like they threw it in. You want to talk about an online experience, GTA 5.
Because GTA just won everything.
I mean,
it makes it so much easier.
You run around, you get killed, you have fun.
And there's something just sinister.
Always something evil to do.
There's something just like completely sinister and horribly addictive to holding up a fucking convenience store.
Yeah.
Like, I shouldn't feel like such a cool dude doing it. But, man. And on an Xbox 360, I don't know if you can still do it, but you could, like, yell into the mic, and the guy would, like, hurry up and, like, give you more money.
Yeah.
What? I would sit there and go, hurry up, and, like, shoot the wall next to him and feel like such a badass. And I was like, I'm such a piece of shit. I'm knocking over a 7-Eleven at 3 in the morning. God damn it. Grand Theft Auto wins again.
Or Hearthstone. We can talk about Hearthstone.
I'm still Hearthstone. Stuck on Destiny, guys. For this.
What are you guys looking forward to the most next year?
Alright. Dying Light seems really interesting to
me. It seems interesting, but I'm not looking forward to it the most. I have a game.
I'm going to wait on our reviews for that one. If it turns out great, I'm going to buy it.
It cannot be your most anticipated if you're not going to pre-order it. I'm sorry. I'm just saying.
Alright. Well...
Yeah, by the way, the Game Awards awarded the Trending Gamer of the Year to Total Biscuit.
Trending Gamer?
Yeah, like he's, the most popular.
He's already the biggest. There is no bigger. Like, PewDiePie is the bigger one. Who are you going to listen to? Total Biscuit or PewDiePie?
Zelda. I'm ready for it. Ooh. I'm ready for the new Zelda on Wii U.
Honestly, my most anticipated, despite the fact that Ubisoft failed to impress me all year, is The Division. Because that game looks groundbreaking. They created an engine that is completely brand new.
So does Final Fantasy every game. It doesn't mean anything.
I'm also looking forward to the final Uncharted.
What about...
Uncharted 4, Thief's End?
Yeah.
What about Division... Sorry, The Order, 1866.
1886?
Yeah, sorry.
It looks interesting.
It's lost my interest somehow.
Did you not watch the mission that they showed where they take a fucking Zeppelin? How did that get boring to you?
I don't know.
Shit was ridiculous.
It just did.
How did you not see that and go, I want this
My
game.
Most anticipated game is the...
Half-Life 3?
No, it's the expansion to StarCraft 2.
Oh, yeah.
Heart of the Void, is that what it's called? Legacy of the Void.
Arkham Knight, the new Batman game.
All three Batman games the same. It's
Mortal
the exact,
Kombat X.
It's the exact Final same
Fantasy
nonsense.
Type Zero.
The Witcher 3.
That's a... Yeah.
That might be actually.
Okay, I'd like to change my vote.
There's something about CD Projekt Red that just.
They're good.
They don't fuck up.
They've made two Witcher games, and they've both been excellent. So I expect nothing less.
Third is going to be.
There's a Heroes of Might and Magic 3 coming out. Oh my god.
3?
Yes.
Loki's like, there was a 2?
No. Heroes of Might and Magic is on like 13.
Yeah. It's the HD edition.
Oh, they're remaking it. Oh, of course they are.
I also want to point out that my second most anticipated game, it's probably Evolve. And not because I'm looking forward to a crazy story or anything, but because it's made by the guys who made Left 4 Dead.
Yeah.
And I can play that game now. I could play Left 4 Dead any time of the day, any day of the week.
It's great.
Any week in the year. Like, it's fucking great. And I played the alpha and the beta for Evolve, and it was stupid fun and stupid hard. And I played as both the Beast and all four of the Hunters.
You need to be really good.
Yeah, and for a game to be hard for both parties is amazing. And that's a feat in balance that professionals like Bungie and fucking Call of Duty haven't gotten.
Now,
and these guys have made 3 games, and they've all been great, and they're all multiplayer based.
We also still have No Man's Sky.
Oh,
you know,
fuck No Man's Sky. Done. No Man's Sky. I bought a PS4 so I could play No Man's Sky first.
It looks fun, but what's it really gonna be? Like, they're promising the world.
No, they're promising every
world. That's the thing. They're promising literally everything. How much are they really gonna deliver?
If it's all procedurally generated, it's not work they have to do.
But it is, because they need to make all of it work together and not be unbalanced and not be unfair and work with all of the other nonsense procedurally generated things that they're doing. They have literally promised the best game ever. And I truly doubt that they can deliver.
They're the only people who've ever done it, though.
Who've ever come out and said, we're going to make God. We're going to make the game that will make games irrelevant.
Thinking of is Peter Molyneux.
Peter Molyneux.
Molyneux, good job for being American and completely ethnically and ethically fucked. Peter Molyneux. What about him?
He promises the world and never delivers.
Yeah. There's a new Mass Effect coming out this year.
That's not Molyneux.
I know, but I just remembered.
There's a new Mass Effect? I thought they finished.
It's a new story, and it's not a new trilogy. It's just a new game, and it's focused somewhere else.
They're just using the name?
It's just the universe, yeah.
And there's
like Elder Scrolls Online, where it's not the progression of the Morrowind book, or the Elder Scrolls, but it's a game embedded in that universe. Or like Shadow of Mordor is in between The Hobbit and Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, I mean, the Elder Scrolls have always done that sort of thing. They pick a time 2,000 years from the last time you played.
Star Wars Battlefront.
Yeah, that one's gonna get...
But they've already done it twice.
Mirror's Edge 2.
Mirror's Edge 2, I cannot wait!
It's gonna be the exact same game?
It's open world. Fuck no, it's not.
What was Mirror's Edge 1?
It was very linear.
A level-based... Linear, there's one or two paths to this.
You run and you jump, and the whole shtick was you run and jump in first person, and it's supposed to look so spectacular.
I'm going to completely disagree on you in this one. It's one of my favorite games.
There is no story.
And the story was great. I love the story.
It was like 3 hours long.
Oh,
and they sold it for $50.
I loved it.
Xenoblade Chronicles, which is a highly anticipated third-party game, coming out exclusively on the Wii U.
Well, good for them convincing somebody to make a game for them.
How is it third party? Isn't Nintendo doing it?
No, Monolith Studios.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Well, if Monolith's recent track record has proven anything, they're going to make a good game.
Metal Gear.
That story is so convoluted, I've lost faith.
You cannot get into Metal Gear unless you've been into Metal Gear for the last 20 years.
Yeah. And isn't the sequel for Tomb Raider, the rebooted Tomb Raider, supposed to come out this year, too?
The Tomb Raider sequel is coming out this year, and it looks very cool. But we've only seen her, like, jumping an inhumanly far distance and then grabbing onto a wall after falling an inhumanly far distance, and thought, Indiana Jones again.
Yeah, it's going to be the exact same game.
Yeah, it's every Tomb Raider and every Uncharted. Cry? Although the new Uncharted looks... Naughty Dog went from Uncharted, and everyone complained about their protagonist being a lovable character who murdered hundreds.
Yeah.
Then they made Last of Us, and then they're going to conclude Uncharted.
Yeah.
I have no doubt Uncharted's going to be fucking ridiculous. They're going to do something with Nathan Drake that's going to make you go, holy shit.
Well, Nathan Drake was always Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
That's what he was. He was modern-day Indiana Jones.
So how are they going to take modern-day Indiana Jones and mix in the video game equivalent of Seven?
I don't know. It's a question of where they... What story do they want to tell? Do they want to tell the story of Indiana Jones? Or do they want to tell a modern-day Schindler's List? Because, I mean, that's what...
He's saving a few, but...
Yeah, that's what... The Last of Us was.
And I think their subtitle, A Thief's End, is the proof in the pudding, if you will.
But they're still going to be glorifying Nathan Drake, regardless of what they do.
I don't know if they will.
That's what they've done in every other game until then.
And then they made Last of Us in direct response to the outcries about Uncharted.
No, I don't know. I think that they had Last of Us planned. I don't think that...
Also, we've talked about it quite a bit so far, but we haven't brought it up right now. Halo 5, Guardians.
I'm pumped.
With a second Spartan who we've been another playable
character who's dry as cardboard.
Yeah.
His voice acting in the cutscenes bugs the shit out of me.
Yeah.
Since we're on the topic of... Fuck you. You're supposed to be a soldier, not a robot. Which was a point in Halo 4. We're soldiers. We're not robots.
How about we just not select one?
Yeah, we can't select one.
I'm excited for Witcher.
Witcher's a good, Zelda. A good choice.
What?
Zelda.
Oh. Zelda, Witcher. Witcher?
Witcher.
Yeah, I'll divide us. We'll do Zelda.
Alright.
Alright, speaking of Zelda, a game that is commonly... A name that is commonly misunderstood as the name of the main character. But in fact, the name... Oh, God. There's a little game you put your phone on your forehead and it has a question or a word that the person that's looking at you has to get you to get.
Headband.
Yeah, and you have to figure it out. I chose video games and then put it on my head and expected my girlfriend to get any of them. She got a few, but then the last one she described, she was like, it's about that girl and it's the thing. You run around and it's about that girl... And you do the thing, and I was like, the fuck are you talking about? And then the time ran out, and I looked at it, and it was fucking Zelda. And I was like, it's not about a girl, it's a dude. Oh, we are Nerdy Bits now. Thank you for listening to all that you've listened to. I am Caleb Sawyer.
Richard Loki Alex.
Mario.
And Kat.
And Kat. Thank you again, and catch us again next time.